Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore, Susan Miller, and our very special guest, Lionel Barrymore.
I'll give you a smile, a smile.
Press the button.
Press it.
That's your tempo each week. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight, our SEAL test sky is indeed bright with starlight. For here I stand between two Barrymores, our own delightfully bombastic John and his big brother, MGM's lion-hearted Lionel. Yes, tonight there shall be revelry, there shall be drama, and there shall be music. Sit back and relax, here's a treat histrionic. Lionel, John, those brothers cyclonic. They'll give you a lift like Kildare's tonic when the Barrymores get together. With these famous brothers letting off steam, it's a treat to the ears, so stay on the beam. Why, it's as refreshing as SEAL test ice cream when the Barrymores get together.
Very nice, Rudy. Yes, yes, yes. Very nicely done.
Thank you, Lionel.
Well, Rudy, now that I'm here, what do you want me to do? What's this radio show of yours all about?
About? Why, Lionel, you've been on the show before and listened to it, I hope.
Yes, oh, yes, yes. I've been on it and I've listened to it. And I still ask, what's it all about?
Why, there's nothing puzzling about it, Lionel. I sing a few songs.
I can figure that out.
There's music by the orchestra.
I can figure that out.
And of course, there's John Barrymore.
Ah, that's the one that stumps me.
Hold on there, me critical cricket. Is that the way to talk after all the years we've addressed each other only in terms of affection and brotherhood?
Brotherhood. John, the only words of brotherhood you've ever addressed to me in the last 10 years are, brother, can you spare me a dime?
Now, see here, me moss-backed Mickey Rooney.
Lionel, John, this is childish. I must ask you both to act your age, or would that run into Buck Rogers in the 25th century?
I'm sorry, Rudy. It's made a bitter man of me, a bitter, bitter old man, having to spend the best centuries of my life in the shadow of my baby brother's photogenic profile.
But Lionel John's is an amazing profile. Have you ever taken the trouble to look at his face carefully?
No, Rudy, I haven't. John, turn your head a bit, will you, so I can see your face?
Certainly, my dear Lionel. How's this?
Well, turn it a little more. I can still see it.
Boys, boys, why quibble over profiles?
Rudy's right. Let's declare a truce. After all, Lionel, you must know I consider you a truly great artist on stage and screen.
Thank you, John. And I consider you a truly great artist on stage or screen.
Yes, Lionel, I think you're the greatest talent in America today.
John, I think you're the greatest talent in America today.
In fact, I consider you the greatest actor in the world.
And I consider you the greatest actor in the world.
Ain't we a couple of liars?
I think you're both too modest.
Maybe he's right, Lionel. After all, we're both Barrymores. We're both actors. We're both artists.
Then why are we on the Rudy Valley program?
We're both broke.
A Barrymore broke? What a quaint idea. Anyhow, gentlemen, let's not forget that we're here to do a play tonight.
Oh, that's right. What's the nature of this over-mellow melodrama?
Well, this little play is based upon one of my suppressed desires.
You mean you desire to sing?
That should be suppressed.
Now, John, as a matter of fact, when I was a little boy, I did have a suppressed desire to sing. My dad always told me I had a glorious voice.
They raise kids differently now, Rudy. Today, they tell them the truth.
Well, lucky for me, Dad never told me. So, gentlemen, let's give expression to my suppression. Hold the stopwatches just a second while I find the goddamn. Blue champagne, purple shadows and blue champagne, with the echoes that still remain, I keep a blue rendezvous. Bubbles rise like a fountain before my eyes, and they suddenly crystallize to form a vision of you. All the plans we started, all the songs we sang, each little dream we knew seems to overtake me like a boomerang. Blue is the sparkle, gone is the tang. Oh, each little refrain keeps returning as I remain with my memories and blue champagne to toast the dream that was you.
I still insist the desire should have remained suppressed.
Oh, yes, yes. His father should have told him. But tell me, Rudy, what's this special suppressed desire of yours that's responsible for tonight's play?
Lionel, when I was a little boy, I wanted nothing more than to form a troupe of traveling actors. You know, tent shows.
That's a funny thing, Rudy. When Lionel and I were kids, we tried to do the same thing. Got an act together, and both of us toured the neighborhood.
What did you call your act? Lionel and John?
No, we went under the title of Stinky and Company.
Yes, you see, even in those days, John got top billing.
So, gentlemen, tonight we're going to satisfy our combined suppressed desires and do a play about a troupe of traveling actors stranded and broke in a small town. Lionel, while I've been thinking, we can have a lot of fun if you and brother John will show us how a tent show should be run.
Rudy, we are willing, but we need another man to be sheriff and foreclose us. That's the way it always ran.
Brother, what a drama this is for John Barrymore. All I need is just act natural. I've been through it all before.
Listeners, soon we'll take you out to Zilsburg, Iowa. But before we go, let's listen while our sponsor has this say.
Well, only a few more weeks and summer will be officially here with its torrid days and sultry nights. So we'd like to remind you that you can keep the finest kind of hot weather relief right in your refrigerator. Buttermilk. Cool, creamy, seal-test buttermilk. Pour yourself out a tall, cool glassful and sip it slowly to enjoy all of that rich, tangy flavor. How it cools and refreshes and satisfies. A note in your seal-test milk bottle tonight. We'll bring to your doorstep tomorrow a bottle of buttermilk with that old-time tangy taste. And more important, a buttermilk whose purity is carefully supervised at every step by the Seal Test Laboratory System. Make this grand drink your health drink for hot weather. And for the surprise of your life, taste Seal Test Plum Royale Ice Cream, the new and original flavor of the month for June in the red, white, and gray Seal Test pint package. June, you know, is nationally observed as Dairy Month. Join in its observance and help yourself to health by eating plenty of nutritious dairy products. We'll tell you shortly where to buy Seal Test dairy products in your community. In the happy, homey little town of Zilsburg, Iowa, we find those two impoverished impresarios of the hayloft circuit, Lionel and John Barrymore, in their tent, bemoaning their horrible fate.
John, it's all your fault with it that we are stranded in this town with the sheriff at our heels and the wolf at our tent flap. You are no manager. You're no producer.
Next thing I know, you'll be telling me I'm no actor.
Actor? Why, you couldn't play a meatball in the way of all flesh.
Morning, gents. Howdy. Be you the barnstorming Barrymore brothers?
We be, me nasal hayseed.
Well, by the powers invested in me as sheriff of this here county, whereas and to wit, viz, you have willfully broken statute 143 of the Zilsburg Criminal Code. I accuse you of res ipsa loquitur, nisi bonum, caveat emptor, e pluribus omnibus, habeas corpus, and aurora borealis.
Meaning what?
You're pinched. You parked your tent next to a fire plug.
Son, did you say you were the sheriff of this town?
Yep, that's me.
Rudy Valley, Sheriff of Silversburg, Iowa. Also postmaster, mayor, coroner, and dog catcher.
Now, wait a minute, my legal beagle. What's the fine for parking in front of the fire plug in this town?
$50. But I got a friend who can fix it up for you. Real cheap.
Fine? Fine? How much?
$100.
$100?
Yeah. You see, my friend has to give his friend $50.
Who's his friend?
Me. Snap a bow tie and call me Jazbo.
Listen, you bucolic chiseler. Before we pay you a $50 bribe, we'll go and talk to the judge.
Don't do you no good. The judge in this town's the lowest and crookedest rat in Zipsburg County.
Who is he?
Me.
Yoo-hoo!
Get off my toupee and call me Baldy. Now pay up or I'll close your show.
You mean...
Yep. Kind of hate to do it, you actor fellas. Always liked actors. Even had a hankering to do a little acting myself.
You wanted to be... Wait a minute. Lionel, did you hear that? It wants to be an actor.
It wants to be an actor? Eureka!
Son, this is your lucky day. We're prepared to give you the greatest chance that ever been offered to a human being.
Yes, and that goes for you, too.
Son, take the straw out of your handsome profile and repeat these immortal 10 words after me.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Well, what do you think, Lionel?
I think he's terrific.
Gosh, fellas, do you really think you can make me an actor?
Actor? Why, Sheriff Valley, we'll take you from the crude bumpkin that you are. We'll teach you. We'll mold you like a piece of clay.
And when you're finished, what'll I be?
A bigger piece of clay.
Gosh, Jimmy. Hey, be an actor. Well, hand me a hoe and call me a rake.
Then, my boy, you'll let us put on our tent show tomorrow?
Nope, can't do that. It's against the law. But I tell you what I will do. If you let me act in your drammy, I'll let you put on your show in my barn.
In your barn? A splendid idea. It's a deal.
Well, first, I got to talk it over with my gal, Aggie. See you later, fellas.
Now, think of it, Lionel. A Barrymore production in a barn. That's it. Summer stock.
Ah, yes, John. A Barrymore production in a barn. It has a certain air about it.
Most barns do.
So do most Barrymore productions.
Rudy, gosh, Jiminy, you an actor?
Heck, yes, Aggie. Broadway, here I come.
Gosh, Rudy, you're clever. I'm goofy about you.
I'm goofy about you, too, girl.
But I'm goofy about you, not ever been goofy about any other goof.
That's a goofy way to lead in a love song. Downbeat, goofs.
From the time that the rooster starts a-crowin', till the time that the starlight is a-glowin', from the moment day's begun, from the dawn till setting sun, darling, I love you. From the time that the daylight starts a-streamin', till the time that the candlelight is gleaming, when the sun is in the sky, or the moon is in the sky, darling, I love you. The birdies and the bees hum happy melodies. They're happy because they know the flowers and the trees are a-swaying in the breeze and whispering, I love you. So, from the time that the farmer starts his haying, till the time that he's done with evening praying, as the minutes fade away, every hour, every day, darling, I love you.
As the new dawn breaks over Zilchburg, we find troopers John and Lionel Barrymore, the morning of the performance, asleep in Sheriff Valley's barn.
John! John! Wake up! John! Turn over! Sounds like I'm sleeping next to a horse. My golly, it was a horse. John, where are you?
Over here in stall 4.
You mean you slept in all night in a stall?
I didn't mind sleeping in the stall, but this morning about 4:30, a farmer came in, threw a harness on me. Before I could stop him, he plowed 4 acres.
Well, good morning, fellas. How'd you like sleeping in my barn?
Frankly, Sheriff, I didn't enjoy my slumber in this stall at all.
Good gracious to Betsy. Did you sleep in that stall?
Yes, why?
Well, that's where the setting hens got her eggs.
But, John, you've been sleeping on that hen's nest all night. Stand up.
Gazooks! Lionel! He thinks I'm a mother.
Hey, if we're putting on a show in this barn tonight, we'd better get ready. Valet, did you take care of the publicity and advertising?
Yep, I got one of my horses galloping around town with Lionel Barrymore painted in one side of him and Valley's barn painted on the other side.
Where did you put my name?
Oh, you got prominent billing.
Oh, Rudy! Rudy! Oh, there you are.
Yep, here I am, talking to my brother actors, the Barrymore boys.
Oh, are they the Barrymore boys?
Yep, this here one's Lionel, and this one's John.
So you're John Barrymore. My, you're so young looking to have a son as old as Lionel.
Son! Young lady, how old do you think I am?
Well,
go ahead and guess. Take a number from 1 to 1,000.
Come on, Lionel. We have to get made up for the show.
Yes. Come on, brother. You have putty to put on your profile.
Professional jealousy. See you two lovebirds later.
Hey, you fellas, leave that barn door open. Where were you raised? In a house?
Gee, Rudy, just think, you and me acting with the Barrymore brothers.
Yep, I guess it was a lucky day when you met me, huh? My little freckle-faced Aggie with her stocking snagging.
I'll say. I'll never forget the day I came to your door selling vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. You were the traveling saleswoman, and I was the farmer's son.
Uh-huh.
And do you remember the song I sang you?
No, I don't.
Thanks, Let. Gives me a chance to sing it now.
The glow of sunset in the summer skies, the golden flicker of the fireflies, the gleam of love light in your lovely eyes. These are the things I love. A silver moonbeam peeping through the trees, a bed of tulips nodding in the breeze, the look you give in answer to my plea. These are the things I love. For once I thought that life was just a winter thing. My heart was cold, and then you came to me, and like a breath of spring, you turned the silver snow to gold. A robin's serenade when day is, the babbling brook beside our rendezvous, your sweet voice whispering, darling, I love you, only you. These are the things I love.
Oh, Rudy, you're so wonderful. And now you're going to be a real actor.
Yep, just bob my nose and call me Barrymore.
Now, before the big show gets underway, a brief pause for seal test identification. Here we go to all of those communities where seal test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
Step right this way, folks. See the Barrymore brothers presenting Shakespearean drama in Sheriff Valley's barn. This way.
Program! Get a program! You can't stir an actor from a cow without a program.
Hey, come on, fellas. It's time to stop. The barn is jam-packed.
Come on, Lionel. We played in stock before, but this is the first time we played in livestock. He just as calls that never felt a wound. But soft what light through yonder window breaks. It is the east, and Juliet is the sun.
I tell you, Sheriff Valley, you better do something about those animals. My brother John's getting mad.
Shucks, I don't see why you should mind the cows mooing.
Ah, but they're getting critical. Instead of mooing, they're booing.
Well, let's listen.
Ah, Juliet, fair Juliet, speak to me. Let me hear thy lovely voice. Thy voice like milk and honey.
Well, like milk anyway. Keep those cows and chickens in the audience quiet. I'll try once more. Juliet, moo to me. I mean, speak to me. Yourself. I quit. Enough of this histrionic sabotage. Bring down the curtain. Sheriff Valley, give us our share of the gate receipts and we'll clear out.
All right. I got your receipts right here inside this room.
What? What are those?
Why, then, there is pigs.
Pigs?
Yes, John, dear. That's the little animal that hams come from.
I deny the insinuation. Now, Valley, where's our money?
This is it. You see, here in the country, we use pigs for money.
Pigs?
Yep. Each one of them pigs is good for two hams, and hams is bringing 75 cents in the market.
Valley, did you say hams are bringing 75 cents on the market?
Yep.
Come along, John.
Lionel, where are you taking me?
To market, brother.
Having had our fun with Shakespeare, I think it's time we did right by our will. This we proceed to do, presenting John and Lionel in a great Shakespearean scene. That great moment in Hamlet in which Horatio informs Hamlet that he has seen his father's ghost. Entering the Shakespearean realm for the first time in my life, I shall play the part of Horatio, with John Barrymore as Hamlet and Lionel Barrymore as the ghost of Hamlet's father. Hail to your lordship.
I'm glad to see you well, Horatio. What brings you from Wittenberg?
My lord, I came to see your father's funeral.
I pray thee do not mock me, fellow student. I think it was to see my mother's wedding.
Indeed, it followed hard upon. But, my lord, I do think I saw him yesternight.
Saw who?
The king, your father.
The king? My father? For God's love, let me hear.
Two knights in succession, Marcellus and Bernardo, on their watch, encountered a figure like your father. He appeared before them in the solemn march. Thrice he walked by their oppressed and fierce surprised eyes. This to me in dreadful secrecy they did impart. So I with them the third night kept the watch, whereas they had delivered each word made true and good. The apparition came.
Did you not speak to it?
I did, but answer made it none.
Very strange.
As I do live, my honored lord, is true.
Hold you the watch tonight?
I do.
I will watch with you tonight. A chance to walk again. The air bites shrewdly. It is very cold.
Look, my lord. The apparition comes.
Angels and ministers of grace, defend us. Be thou a spirit of health or goblin damned. Be thy intents wicked or charitable. Thou comest in such a questionable shape that I will speak to thee. Let me not burst in ignorance, but tell me why the sepulchre,
wherein we saw thee quietly inurned, hath oped his ponderous and marble jaws to cast thee up again. Say, why is this? Wherefore? What should we do? Speak.
Mark me.
I will.
My hour is almost come, when I to sulphurous and tormenting flames must render up myself.
Alas, poor ghost.
Pity me not, but lend thy serious hearing to what I shall unfold.
Speak, I am bound to hear.
So art thou to revenge when thou shalt hear. I am thy father's spirit, doomed for a certain term to walk the night, for the day confined to fast and fires, till the foul crimes done in my days of nature are burnt and purged away. I could a tale unfold, whose lightest word would harrow up thy soul, freeze thy young blood, make thy two eyes like stars start from their spheres. List, oh, list, if thou didst ever love thy dear father, revenge his foul and most unnatural murder.
Murder!
Murder most foul, strange and unnatural.
Haste me to know it, that I with wings as swift as meditation of thoughts of love may sweep to my revenge.
Then, Hamlet, hear me. 'Tis given out that sleeping in my orchard a serpent stung me. But know, thou noble youth, the serpent that did sting thy father's life now wears his crown.
Oh, my prophetic soul! My uncle.
Aye, that beast. Sleeping within my orchard, my custom always of the afternoon, upon my secure hour thy uncle stole, with juice of cursed poison in a vial, and in the porches of my ear did pour the leprous distillment. Thus was I sleeping by a brother's hand, of life, of crown, of queen, at once dispatched, sent to my account with all my imperfections on my head. Oh, horrible, horrible, most horrible. If thou hast nature in thee, bear it not. Let not the royal house of Denmark be a place for luxury. But howsoever thou pursuest this act, taint not thy mind, nor let thy soul contrive against thy mother aught. Fare thee well at once. Adieu, adieu. Remember me.
Ay, thou poor ghost, while memory holds a seat in this distracted globe, remember thee. Yea, from the table of my memory, I'll wipe away all trivial fond records that youth and observation copied there, and thy commandment all alone shall live within the book and volume of my brain. So, uncle, there you are. Now to my word. It is adieu. Adieu. Remember me. I've sworn it.
Thank you all. Thank you, Lionel and John, for having me as a member of your Shakespearean company.
Having you? By golly, Rudy, thank you for having us as a member of your company. Good night, Horatio Valley.
Good night, Rudatio.
Next week, John and I are going to greet two very special guests. That handsome he-man of the screen, Edmund Law, and with him, the wise and witty dumb dame, Marie Wilson. Together we shall enlist our talents in a satirical story of naval maneuvers. Next Thursday, Mr. Rudy Valley, au revoir. Good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Hold it. Eddie.
Don't get me wrong. I love naval.